The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Killarney. It's day three of their three-day May meeting and we have a mixed card of both flat and jumps racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Well, I'm good, mate. Very good.
Good. Something for everybody tonight in Killarney. A bit of jumps action, a bit of flat action. It should be a good night, shouldn't it?
Yeah, this is a throwback to the old days in Ireland, isn't it, with the mixed meeting. I think they should have more of this stuff, actually, to be perfectly honest, but that's for another day. But yeah, good card. Some good horses running there tonight.
Yeah.
One or two interesting ones later on in the card. A few non-runners because of the ground, but largely a competitive card with no odds on shot. Well, there is an odds on shot in the first, but I think he's opposable. So yeah, we've hopefully come up with a few.
Right, okay, interesting stuff. Let's get stuck into that first race then. The 5.15 is a novice chase over 2¾ miles. You Must Know Me is 4-9 at the top of the betting. 7-2 for Sammy Black, 13-2 for Rodriguez, and Winter Magic 10-1. You just said that you think you can take on the favourite, Andy, so what do you take him on with?
Well, he certainly wins the prize of the daftest price of the day. I wouldn't back him with counterfeit money at that price. I think he'll go off sort of 4-6, 4-5 in the end, because I do think Sammy Black's got a reasonable chance of turning him over here, and he's my selection without no hesitation, to be honest. I was amazed when I looked at this race this morning and saw the betting. He's a nice enough horse, You Must Know Me, and he ran well over the Aintree fences the last time we saw him. He's got some good solid form over fences, but he has had 8 attempts and he hasn't won yet. So that has to be a slight concern if you're taking a short price. He's been on the fringes of the action largely over fences. You know, that second to Dig Out last year and in a Grade 3, and second to Boston Bob. Obviously, you know, he's I wouldn't say he's living off former glories. That would be massively unkind to him. But you know, the soft ground, the softening of the ground, and his price, just he makes a limited appeal, basically, in short. And I really like this Sammy Black. I think he could cause a bit of a mini shock here. Certainly get the favourite plenty to think about, and if he doesn't win. He ran well over hurdles last time out, behind Cara's Oscar, who was nothing short of a revelation that day for the connections. I think she won in the first time, tongue tie. But that was a good, solid race, and with a good pace, and Sammy Black ran right up to his best form. Prior to that, he won in a good time at Nice, beating Hazaraban and Rory Amore in a fast time. And he had the misfortune of bumping into Get Out When You Can, who was on a bit of a roll at the time. I think that was his third or fourth win on the spin. So he's done nothing wrong in his last three starts. He's got a couple of runs under his belt of offences, including when runner-up to Ballyburke, Cork, in November. That was on soft ground. So all in all, he arrives here in good nick. He's got a bit of experience, and I don't think he should be the price he is. So let's go for Sammy Black.
Okay, Sammy Black then taking on the favourite in the opening race. The second race is the 5.50, and this is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Midnight Game heads the betting at 13-8. It's 9-2 for Liberty's Gift and the Crafty Butcher, 17-2 for Ring Ben, Tis a Mystery is 9-1, 10-1 for Moonlight Boy, and then 14-1 on bigger prices the rest. So Midnight Game heading the betting, and he was rated 150 over hurdles a few years ago, now on a mark of 137, and on ratings would be the class act in the field, going over fences here, but he has been out of form, hasn't he? What do you make of Midnight Game at the top of the betting?
He has been out of form, yeah. It's almost like a last chance saloon kind of thing, really. They've you know, given up running him over hurdles because he's just not really running well enough to persevere and that discipline. Yeah, he was shocking the other day at Fairy House, shocking the time before at Leopardstown, and I mean, his best run of the season was in a four-runner race when he chased down his stable companion under Sue, won by, you know, off the track and something like to finish second. So again, you'd be very, very brave to take a short price about this fella as well. One or two punters have this morning. He's been nibbled at from sort of 2-1 into 6-4, but he's just one of those horses who makes absolutely no appeal to me whatsoever. Obviously, you know, you've got to take his fencing technique on trust, and There's a couple in here that have just been running really solid, and to be honest, they're just as good over hurdles, if not more consistent. And one of them's a Crafty Butcher, and again, I can't believe the horse's price this morning. I thought he'd be second favourite here. I mean, he's close to second favourite in some lists, but you can get foot sort of 5-1, 9-2. I think it's a phenomenal each-way bet for Michael Horrigan, 7-year-old. Really consistent and game and admirable horse over hurdles who stays really well. He ran really well last time at the Punchestown Festival in that very, very hot handicap won by off the charts. We've already seen a couple of horses come out of that race already and show us that that form is really top class. Band of Bloods, who was 7th or 8th, I think he's won since at Cork. And Everything Zane, who was 4th in the race, he ran well on the flat the other day, finishing 2nd. So I'm really into that race at Punchestown. And he'd won well over fences on his first start over the larger obstacles behind Ludo Etemurgo, who had plenty of experience going into that limit race. I didn't think the Crafty Butcher did a great deal wrong. I think it was almost a case of self-preservation as well that day. It was first time up. Robbie Power was under orders just to get him round, and he did. And he never really affected the result of the race other than running on through Breen Horse and finishing 2nd. It was a good run. With that non-run under his belt, knowing that he can jump, I think he's a much better bet than the favourite here in 9-2. We can back him each way. Barring a fall, he's got to be in the frame. He stays well. And with the ease in the ground coming, everything's in his favour. So really good bet there. Crafty Butcher each way.
OK, the Crafty Butcher each way in the 5.50 onto the 6.20 next. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and 7-2 joint favourites this morning with Hospital and Matsukaze heading the betting. It's 5-1 for Imperial Joey. Hopping is 6-1 with Worldor. Musawama 12-1 with Rory Anna, and 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Quite an open race, Andy, the 6.20. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, again, another race I thought Hospital would be a clear favourite, and he's not. I'd make him a clear favourite on my tissue. Matsukaze, as you say, was in contention 2 starts ago at Thurley's when he tipped up. He was definitely closing on the leaders that day. But he's largely a horse who's flattered to deceive, and he's just one of those Tony Martin horses that always seems to come under close scrutiny with the bookmakers and punters alike. And, you know, he hasn't got a massively convincing profile all in all, so I'm going to put the fork in him. Whereas you look at Hospital, barring one run when he was pulled up on absolutely bottomless ground at Limerick, a track where when it does get really heavy you could forgive most horses a bad run, he's done absolutely nothing wrong. He won over fences at Wexford early on the season in a quick time. He was proved his well-being last time out when he beat Roisin Dubh at Limerick, staying on very well in the latter stages. The runner-up Roisin Dubh ran well on the flat the other day down in Clonmel, finishing 2nd in a handicap. He goes on the ground, he stays well, he's just really, really consistent horse, Edmund McNamara's charge, and he'd be clear pick for me if I was, you know, chalking up the race. The fact that we can get 4-1, 7-2 about him this morning is way beyond what I thought. So let's go with Hospital again, who's in really good order.
Okay, Hospital in the 6.20. We're on the flat from here on out, and the 6.55 is race 4 on the card. And we start with a median auction race over the extended mile, and 3 non-runners here. Number 2, Pit Stop. Number 3, Mansouri. And number 7, Shanawan. All don't go. So that leaves us with a field of 4, and David's Park heads the betting at 6-4. It's 15-8 for Colour Blue, 5-2 for Lanyard, and Tar Istiak is 12-1. Depleted numbers here, Andy, but what do you like in the 6.55?
I'll go with Colour Blue here, not with a massive amount of confidence. I'm just hoping that she'll get the trip. So far, all her best forms over 7 furlongs, but in a small field tactical race where I wouldn't have thought there'd be a massive amount of pace on early on, she could easily just have too much tactical speed for these, and that's what I'm hoping for. She was brushed aside quite nicely the other day by a horse called Tested, but having done the times for that card that day, the Dermot Well filly posted the fastest furlong per furlong time on that particular afternoon by quite a considerable margin. It was an 86 on my figures, which is really, really good. The nearest one was an 80, so I do think this race could work out quite well. And you know, Colour Blue's got some reasonable form last year as well. She managed to win at Galway, stiff track obviously, so that gives me hope that she'll get the trip. And she was fourth behind My Titania in a Group 3. Of course, My Titania's eagerly awaited seasonal reappearances on the horizon from the John Ox camp. I think might either run in the Irish 1000 Guineas or maybe the English Oak. So, you know, she's been dining at the very top table. The danger looks to be David's Park, who probably didn't run as well as Connections might have hoped last time out in the Ballysacks, but as we've seen, the Ballysacks form is really good. Kingfisher, and of course the winner's won since, so even though he got beat quite readily in the end, maybe a combination of just needing the run or you know, being outclassed, and maybe a trip beyond him was the problem there. But he remains a nice prospect. But hopefully Colour Blue would just show just a bit too much speed for this lot around a sharpish, well, around the sharpish bend and then up the home straight. So I'll go with Willie McCreary, three or filly.
Okay, on to the 7.25 next then. This is a three-year-old handicap over the extended mile. And Daredevil Day heads the betting at 7-2. It's 4-1 for Rathili. The Island of 5-1 with Hannah's Magic. Gone Viral is 6-1, 8-1, or bigger prices the rest. You have napped in this race, Andy. If I consult the William Hill naps table, you can see your nap in there. Tell us which one it is and why you've napped him.
Yeah, it's a fairly mundane day in the UK, really. So I'm going to go with Daredevil Day because I really liked his effort first time up this season. Second time up this season, when he was eighth in a very good maiden won by the Islander, who posted quite a good number in winning that day and was a worthy winner. But the big eye-catcher was Daredevil Day. He had a horrid draw. He was drawn 14 of 14, whereas the winner and favourite was drawn stall one, so he had obviously had a massive advantage there. But I really liked the way this horse kept on quite readily for minimal pressure in the latter stages in the hands of Gary Carroll. And even though he's a 50-1 shot, I thought he ran much better than his odds suggested that day. And I ticked him off as a horse to keep an eye on. I haven't got a horse track, and I wish I had, because he would have gone straight in there. And had I actually spotted him, I would have backed him the next day out at Sligo. But unfortunately, I missed him. And it was only when I did the replays the day after that I realised I'd dropped a huge error, and I wouldn't make the same mistake again. That victory at Sligo the other day was a real joy to behold. He went through that race really, really easily and like a nice horse. And even though the handicap has murdered him a little bit by putting him up £13, I still think he's on the upgrade. And it was a very fast time as well for the grade. I certainly think the handicap has got him right, even though I thought he might have been a bit more lenient. But either way, it means that this horse now is running in the grade that he should be running in. He stays really well. He's got a nice action, a lovely attitude. He travels well. And he's 7-2 this morning, which I thought he was much bigger than what I thought. He was 11-4 in the post. I thought he might be sort of 9-4, 5-2. So, yeah, if you can get a reasonable, nice price about him this morning like I have, then I think we should get a real good run out of our money for Daredevil Day. He's definitely going the right way.
OK, Daredevil Day then. Andy's nap selection in the 7.25. The 7.55 is the penultimate race this evening. It's race 6 on the card, and it's a handicap of the extended mile, and it's for 4-year-olds and over at 47-65, and Colony Empress is the 3-1 market leader this morning. But second favourite is Consonance, who is 6-1 at the moment. A big winner on the podcast the other day, Andy, and Pat Smullen, who is in form, has been booked to ride this afternoon. Do you stay with Consonance, or do you go with something else this afternoon?
I certainly think Continence has got a reasonable chance here, but the problem is it's a left-handed track, and up to now Joseph Murphy's five-year-old has got all his best form going right-handed, so that would be a slightly off-putting set of circumstances. I certainly respect the favourite Colony Impress, who bounced back to form last time out with a smooth win down in Clonmel, but again all her best form's going right-handed, so that leaves me with a couple really that just sort of make me want to go elsewhere, and one of them is a horse that I tipped the other week, Truly Delightful, who managed to win at a big price, having run well in that Tipperary handicap, which I keep going on about, but has worked out splendidly well for us. There's no reason why I don't think Thomas Cleary's charge will run another good race here tonight. She's got a ground, a tracksuit suit, obviously stiff uphill climb to the line, should bring her stamina into play. And, she comes out well on my numbers. The other one is Benelex Park from the Dennis Hogan stable. Now, this horse only ever runs well when they back it, and I noted the little bit of money for him this morning, so that makes me think that we should pay heed of that particular market move. Last time we saw it run was over hurdles down in Navan. Didn't really cut much ice that day, but has won over hurdles this season at Musselburgh. Loves a bit of cutting the ground, and more importantly, one of its two wins on the flat have come here at this track. So clearly he's been teed up for this day. So do keep an eye on Benelex Park in the market, or continue to do so. But Truly Delightful definitely gets the vote. She's in good form, and she comes out well in the figures. So she should run well again.
OK, and on to the final race this evening. This is the 8.25, and it's a race over a mile and three quarters, and interesting runner in this lineup is Arctic Fire, who's 8-11 at the top of the betting. The Willie Mullins runner has been in cracking form over hurdles, Andy, and back on the flat here, he takes on some proven flat performers in this lineup as well. So what are your thoughts on an interesting final race?
Yeah, he's really unopposable really here. I couldn't make too many cases out for the others. Obviously the main market leader's out, Drifting Mist, courtesy of the ground. She would want the ground a bit quicker. And Exotic ran Too Bad To Be True down in that listed race of the day at Gowran, even though we know that a lot of Aidan O'Brien's are coming on for the run because they've been told, obviously we've been told that they've had the cough. But either way, Arctic Fire does set a huge standard here. He's only had the one run on the flat course that came in France where he was a ready winner. And since he's gone to Willie Mullins, he hasn't really looked back. Third in a Grade 1 early on in the season behind the Tullow Tank. He then filled another place position behind the same horse at Leopardstown. An incredibly good run after a long break at Cheltenham in the County Hurdle course behind Lac Fontana. And then he rounded off his season over jumps with a smooth victory the day at the Punchestown Festival, beating the perennial bridesmaid Gas and Golf by an easy 7.5 lengths. He probably could have won a lot further. He's just a class horse that has got a good cruising speed, who now should really start to pay his way on the flat. This looks an ideal opportunity. Mile 6 with a bit of cut in the ground against a fairly weakish bunch of opponents. So Arctic Fire, even though he's 8-11, shouldn't get beat in the last.
Okay, Arctic Fire then, the selection in the lucky last. Let's just have a summary of all your selections, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, Semi Black could run well for us in the first race, 5-15. Second race, the Crafty Butcher each way looks solid, as does Hospital in the 6-20. Colour Blue hopefully might get the better of a small tactical field in the 6.55. Nap of the Night is the upwardly mobile progressive daredevil day. 7.55, two against the field would be truly delightful the top way. And also keep an eye on Benelux Park. And the final race, Arctic Fire, should win for William Mullins and Pat Smullen.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections in Killarney this evening and enjoy the action.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.